We are learning Masechtas Erev and Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, and we're beginning on top of the Amud. We are explaining the last part of the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, it's not Mamash last part, but the last part of the first half of the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah that Shnayim Noisnim Rishus Ve'ein Noitlim Rishus. That means two people forget to make Erev. They both could give away their rights in the courtyard to the other people who made the Erev. But if everyone who made the Erev wants to give them Rishos, they cannot take Rishos. And we already really said that in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said, Hoyishnayim Oysim Zalzeh. And the reason why it doesn't help when two people, when the rest of the people in the courtyard give it to two people, the reason why it doesn't work is because they still don't have an Erev for themselves. So it doesn't work. So Dr. Gemara, why do you have to repeat that over? Repeat over again, Shnayim Noistim Rishos, Vein Noitlim Rishos. Break the Gemara, Vein Noitlim Rishos, Lomali. What do we need this extra line for? The Gemara answers, like Tzricha. Even though one of them plans on giving away all those rights to the other guy, and at the end of the day, it's only be one guy left standing who has all the rights to the courtyard, and then he shouldn't need an Erev at all. What's your problem? Still, since Bishas, when everyone in the courtyard is giving it to these two, there is no way for them to use the courtyard since they didn't make an Erev with each other. Therefore, it's not Chal. The Bittul is not Chal. And even though they planned, let's say there's two guys, Reuven and Shimon, did not make an Erev. Even though Reuven plans on giving all those rights to Shimon, but since, and even more, they planned on that wall, the Bittul happened in the first place, that was the plan, but still, since B'shas the Bittul, it did not make them mutter to use the courtyard, it's not a good Bittul. The Chazal only makes Sakin, Bittul works only if it works. But if it doesn't work, and they still have to make another Kenyan, they don't have enough rights in the other, you know, let's say Reuven doesn't have enough rights from the other people to give it over because he never really got it since it didn't become mutter. So the Gemara Vaita. So Al-Kaponim in our Mishnah does say that if one guy forgets to make an Erev, he could bevatel his rights, he give away his rights to the other people, the courtyard who made the Erev, and then everyone's allowed to use the courtyard, bring from the house to the courtyard and from the courtyard to the house. So, you have five people living in one chatzah. Four of them made an Erev. Four of them participated in the Erev. One of them forgot to be participating in the Erev. Because you mevatu reshus, he said, Allah is you can do bitter reshus. When you mevatu your reshus, do you have to mevatu to every single person? That means Reuven forgot to make an Erev. And the other people, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, all made an Erev. Does Reuven have to give away his say and speak out, I'm giving away my courtyard to Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, or he just gives it to Shimon? And what would help giving it to Shimon? Because once you give it to Shimon, Shimon made an Erev with everyone else. That's enough. Just give it to Shimon. So that's a shot. You have to give it to everyone or not? So this was a question of Baya to Rabba. Rabba answers, Tzarech levatel cholecha v'echad. You have to battle to each one. You have to battle to every single person. That's what he says. You have to battle to every single one. Now, Tosfos brings in a Gemara that we learned. The Chavav and Beis, it's mashma over there, that you mevatel reshus, you don't have to mevatel to everyone. And the Gemara there says, really, it's mechlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon. It's going according to Rabbi Eliezer there. So what's the Shaila? It's mechlekes Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanon before. So Tosfos answers, top Tosfos, he says that they didn't know this Braisa. They didn't know this Braisa. Because if they knew this Braisa, they wouldn't have a Shaila. It's mechlekes Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanon. I can tell me the questions in the Rabbanon. So then he doesn't pass to ask other Braises because you just say that's going according to Rabbi Eliezer. So Al-Kaponim, they didn't know according to Tosfos, that's what we're going to learn in Sugi. They didn't know that Braisa on Chavav on Beis. And the question was, do you have to mevatel to every person? And Rabbi said, you have to mevatel to each person. So the Gemara, I was bringing a Braisa, which is a lot of different parts to it, which actually the Gemara doesn't explain the whole Braisa. But there's one line, there's one or two lines in the Braisa that have a kasha on our shayla of levatel cholecha v'echad. Eisvei. That's a kasha from Braisa. Echad shaloi irev. There was one person didn't make an erev. Noisein reshusei le'echad she'irev. He gave his reshus away in the rights to his courtyard to someone else who made an erev. Shnayim she'irvu. And this line is really a raya, not like Rabba Pashtus. Because it says over here that one person didn't make an erev, and there's other people made an erev. It means at least two other people. And it says he gives away his rights in the courtyard le'echad she'irev, to one person who made an erev. It's mashma, all you have to give it is to one person, which the Gemara doesn't ask from here on Rabbah. But let's just go right in the Braisa. And again, the Gemara is going to explain every line of Braisa what the Chiddush is. But we're going to touch what the Braisa is saying. Then when we get to the Gemara will say what the Chiddush of every line of the Braisa is. But let's see the Braisa. Echad shelo Erev, nasu Rishus l'Echad Erev. One person forgot to make Erev, he gives his Rishus, his rights in the courtyard away to the other person who made an Erev. Shnayim she'irvu. He had, let's say, three people in the chotzer, and two people made an Erev, and one guy forgot to make Erev. So those two, noisim shusim l'Echad shelo Erev, they give it their rights to the one that didn't make Erev, and now one person has all the rights, and therefore he's allowed to carry from the courtyard to his house and vice versa. V'shnayim shaloi irvu, noyistim reshustam l'shnayim shirvu. Let's say you have two people who forgot to make Erev, Reuven and Shimon. They give their reshus to two people who made an Erev, to the Levi and Yehuda who made an Erev. Oy, le'echad shaloi irvu. Or if it's three people, so the two people who didn't make Erev can give it to the one person who didn't make Erev. Because again, it's only one person who has the rights now, and therefore doesn't need an Erev. Aval ein echad she'irev, noisin reshus l'echad shloi irev. One person who made an Erev can't give his reshus away to one person who didn't make Erev. Why not? Because echad she'irev means it's two people, because he had to make Erev with someone else. So echad she'irev, which is, you know, the Shimon and Levi made an Erev together, and Reuven forgot. So Echad She'irev, Shimon can't give Noisin Reshusai Ein Echad She'irev Noisin Reshusai Echad Shalai Irev. He can't give it to Reuven. Why? Because you still have Levi that is here and he's still answering. So it doesn't help anything. Ve'ein Shnayim She'irevu Noisin Reshusai Shnayim Shalai Irevu. And two people who made an Erev can't give their Reshus away to Shnayim Shalai Irevu. Like we learned in our Mishnah, learned in the Tabad Amid here, that two people didn't make an Erev, you can't get Bittel because they're still going to be also because there's two people who had Erev. Ve'ein Shnayim Shalai Irevu, Noistin Reshusim Shnayim Shalai Irevu. And that's Pashut, of course. Two people didn't make Erev, can't give it to another two people didn't make Erev. Again, because they're still not going to have Erev for those two, it's not going to help anything. Ad Khan, this Braisa, which has six or seven cases in the Braisa. So, Ketani Mias. We see the first line in this braisa. Ketani mi'is reisha. Echad shlo irev, noisin reshusha le'echad shirev. One person who did not participate in the erev, let's say Reuven, gives his reshus le'echad shirev to Shimon who made an erev together with Levi. So hey chidami, either like achrina, if it's only Shimon, there's no Levi in this chotzer b'hadei b'hadi man erev. Who did he make an erev with? It says the guy who forgot the Erev gave his reshus, gave his rights to the person who made the Erev. If there's no person, if there's no other person with the person who made the Erev, who do you make an Erev with? Ela pshita, d'ika achrina ba'adei. He has someone else with him, v'ktani, and it says, when he makes a bittel, le'echad she'irev. He makes a bittel to one person who made an Erev. You see, you don't have to vata chol echad ve'echad. That's the kasha on Rabba. Rabba says that we make a bittel, tzarech vata chol echad ve'echad. Here it says it's enough to make a bittel, le'echad she'irev. So it's a kasha on Rabba. So what does Rabbi do? Rabbi says, Rabbi, hachamai eskinon. The Torah is like this, the hava umis. He made an Erev with someone, Shimon made an Erev with Levi, and Reuven forgot. Then on Shabbos, Levi died. So now all you have left is Shimon. And all you have left is Shimon, so now all you need is Reuven to mevatel his reshus to Shimon, and everything is fine. And everything is fine. That's the case he died. So Rashi and Tosfos both discuss, okay, now Levi died. Who got his chatzah? Who got his chatzah? If he has a Yerush, then that Yerush might make a problem. So Rashi learns that this courtyard was like in the Bicca. It was a place where they were parked in a plateau somewhere, you know, out there, and they put a little fence around it. So here, no one owned anything really. So when the guy died, it became Shimon's basically. It became other guys. That's what Rashi learns. Tosfos says that it could be, we're going according to the Man Yama, according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds. And we had on Daf Mezayin, it's later on Daf Peivav, that if you're not home, it doesn't aser. So here, the guy is not here, he's dead, and the Yerush is not home, and therefore does not aser. Break the Gemara, because that's the case over here, that when it says Echad She'irev means he's here and he died, either Hava or Miss, Eim Seifa, it says in the Seifa, Aval Ein Echad She'irev, Noisein Reshusay Le'echad Shaloi Irev. It says, that if, it says in the Sefer, which is, we call Sefer, like the fourth case is called a Sefer. It starts from Aval, that's where the Sefer starts, according to the Gemara. So it says in the Sefer, that if Echad, Aval ain't Echad she'irev, no Yisrush le'echad she'irev. Someone who made an Erev cannot give his Yisrush to Echad she'irev. And why do we say, why can't you do that? Because we said you still have Levi. You have Shimon Levi made an Erev. Reuven forgot to make an Erev. It says, Shimon, if he gives away his rights to Reuven, it doesn't help. Why not? Because you still have Levi. But the problem is, we just said, Echach Erev means he died. Vida Havo Amis, Amahiloi, why can't Shimon just give away his rights to Reuven? Everything's good. Levi's dead. Ela Pshita, that when it says, Echach Erev, it means he's around. Ela Pshita the Isa, he's here. Umi the Sefer the Isa, for the Sefer he's around. Reishinami the Isa. Reish also must be around. So the kasha is Halki is saying the Reisha, he's dead, and that's why you don't have to mvatel to him. That's why the guy didn't Reuven, who didn't make an Erev, does not have to give it to Levi, because we're saying he's dead. So in the safe one, it says that they're giving it to Reuven. So it says Shimon giving it to Reuven is not enough. You need Levi also. Lo and Levi's dead. Zok the Gemara, me the Irya. And Teretz is alive. So the Reisha also is alive. So the Gemara, no, me the Irya. Hakadisa. The Reisha is talking about the Havo Amis, he was here and he died. And safe is talking about that he's still alive. And Teda, Rabbi says, I'll bring you a raya now, that I'm right, and I have to make this doichik. Why? Because I'll bring you a raya from this brisa alone, that I'm right. You have to battle cholecha v'echot. You have to battle each one. What's the raya? Teda, tell me, sefer, the sefer of the resha, between the third case in the resha, it says, it's the third case, I think, yeah. Shnayim she'loi irvu, noistim reshos, l'shnayim she'irvu. It says, two people who didn't make an erev, they give it to Shnayim She'irvu. So it's Masma, I have to give it to both of them. Reuven and, this is the case of Reuven and Shimon both forgot, and Levi Yehuda made an Erev. So it says there, No Yisrim Shusim Shnayim She'irvu. You give away your shus both to Levi and Yehuda. So Masma Shnayim and Lech Eloi. So if I get it, then this Braisa alone is a riot to me, Rabbi says. And therefore I have to say the ratio was that he died, Levi died, and the safe is that he's alive. Because the Bryce later in the Sefer the Reisha says Klah, you have to vatel cholecha v'echot. V'abaya Omar, so what Abaya do? Abaya was arguing a rabbi from this Bryce, and so what was Abaya do? Abaya argues a rabbi, what does he do with these words? It sounds like Mashal Rabba. V'abaya Omar, my lebeis, what does it mean, l'shnayim, that l'shnayim shlo'irvu are mevatel l'shnayim, l'shnayim shlo'irvu are mevatel l'shnayim shlo'irvu, what does that mean? L'echot mebeis, one of the two. Break the Gemara. Why does it say then l'shnayim? It says yachi listed le'echot she'irev or le'achash lo'irev. It says in the words of the Brisa are shnayim shlo'irvu. Noistem shusam either l'shnayim she'irvu or le'echot lo'irev. Or if it's a total of three people, he gives it to the other person who didn't make an erev. So why is it, if l'shnayim she'irvu means one of the two, let it said le'echot for one of them le'echot she'irev or le'echot lo'irev, or to someone didn't make an erev. Why does it say l'shnayim? Kasha. It's Taka Kasha. It's Taka sounds very much like Rabba. Al-Kaponim, that's what comes out. We have this long Brisa, and we really have a Machlekes Rabba and Abaya had learned the Brisa. According to Rabba, he learns the whole Brisa the way he holds that you have to vata cholecha v'echot. And according to Abaya, he learns the Brisa his way where you don't have to vata cholecha v'echot. Now, the Gemara doesn't go explain every line of the Brisa. It's Kilu, it says Gufa. Like Gufa, we learned the Brisa. Echot shloi irev. Someone who did not make an Erev, the halach is, what's the Eitzah? He gives his Rishus away to the other one of the people who made an Erev. He gives away to Shimon who made an Erev. Labaya the Isa, Labaya that Levi is around also. So what's the Kamash Blah? The Kamash Blah, the Ain't Sarok Levat Rishus Lechol Echad V'Echad. Then the Chiddush is the first line in the Bright, says a big Chiddush. That Echad Shalai Erev, he gives away his rights to one person who made Erev. The Shimon alone is enough to give rights to. So if he abide, that's a chiddush. Rabba, the Hava missed that he's here and he died, what's the chiddush? If the guy died, if Levi died, what's the chiddush? Of course, give it to Shimon. What should be the chiddush? So if he rabba, the chiddush is, the Hava missed, but like Gazrini, not Gazer, Zimnum de Isa. Sometimes he's alive and you're going to think I can make a biddle to one person. So that's the chiddush of the first line on the Brisa. According to Abaya, it's Pashu the chiddush is. They don't have to call it. According to Rabba, the chiddush is that even though the other guy died and you're going to think that now you can do bittul to one person, Kamash, no, you understand here, the guy's not around, that's why you can do bittul. But if two people here, you can do bittul both of them. The next law in the Mishnah says, V'shnayim she'irvu, two people that made an Erev, and it means Shimon and Levi made an Erev, and Reuven did not. One of the eights are that they both give their Rishos to Levi, to Reuven. They both give their Rishos to Reuven and do not make an Erev. V'shnayim she'irvu, noisim shusim le'echot shlo Erev. Pshita, it's Pashit, what's the problem? Since Reuven didn't make an Erev, Liknasei, we should give him a knas. We're not making it easy for him, letting him get everything brittle. Kamash, you don't make a knas. The next line of Mishnah says, "Shnayim shlo irvu, noistim reshusam shnayim shirvu." Two people didn't make Erev. Reuven and Shimon forgot to make Erev. They give away the reshus to shnayim shirvu, to Levi and Yehuda. So the Rabbah, it says this sefer, why? Tana sefer l'gluy reisha, teaching us that you have to vatal l'chalecha vecha l'shnayim. That's the chiddush. La Abaya, what's the chiddush? Beis lo irvu shvichle. The chiddush is shnayim shlo irvu shvichle. Sakadach amino. Ligzar, Dilma also Tulele, who? We're going to think if you allow two people to give away their rights to the other people who made Erev, they might think you're allowed to do it the other way also. The two people who made Erev might think you're allowed to give it to two people who didn't make Erev. And we know that's not, it doesn't work. If two people who made Erev give it to two people who did not make Erev, it doesn't work because they two remaster each other like we learned in the Mishnah. Kemash Lon, you don't make that Xerah. Then it says, Oyla Echot Shle Erev, that there's a total of three people who didn't make Erev, the two who didn't make Erev give it to one. So lovely, what's the chiddush of that? Maybe you think the whole idea of bittul is only allowed if someone made an erev here. If the whole entire chatz did not make an erev, maybe you would say you can't make bittul. So you shouldn't forget there's a thing called erev. Even if no one made an erev, you're still allowed to use this heter of bittul, and everyone battled to one person who didn't make a erev. Kamash Malon. The next part of Mishnah, which we call the Sefer, says, Aval ein echad she'irev, noisim reshus lechad she'loi irev. But if someone who made a erev, which is like Shimon, and Levi's still alive, he cannot, it doesn't help if he gives his reshus to Reuven. Why not? Because you still have Levi that is here and doesn't have an erev together with Reuven. So what's the chiddush of this? So la baya tana seif l'gluy reisha. Fia baya, this part is mechayish to us that Erev means that Levi's alive. And if Levi's alive, then we know the reisha Levi's alive. But Levi's alive in the reisha, it's a chiddush, you don't have to vatel chalecha v'echad. That's what the point of this line is. Le rabba, I did tana reisha, since the reisha says a case of that, then the reisha says a case of echad sheloi Erev, not reisha sheloi Erev. Here it says a case that echad sheirev can't give reishas the other way around. I did a ratio, Tanabi Seifa. Wanted to give a case, the opposite case, which doesn't work. Then it says in this Braisa, Ve'ein Shnayim She'irvu, two people made an Erev, they can't, they give their shos to the two people who didn't make an Erev, it doesn't work. It means Levi and Yehuda made an Erev, give it to Reuven and Shimon, it doesn't help because Reuven and Shimon don't have Erev with each other. Ve'ein Shnayim She'irvu, Noisim Shusim Shnayim She'irvu. So, Hasu Lomli, what's the chiddush of that? Le'tzricha, the Batle Chabna Lechavre. That afterwards, Shimon went and gave everything he got to Reuven. So now it's down to one. So maybe ma'otem a lishter related to work kamashlon kivid be'idin the bottle since b'shas the bittle le'hava sharusha v'chotzer there was no heter in this chotzer loy it doesn't work and that's the chiddush of this like similar to the chiddush of mishnah we said it's our mishnah also we said that's the chiddush then the last line in this brayse of ancient times le'irvu ancient times le'irvu so also lovely that's pashut two people that make erev can't give it two people that make erev of course not because there's no erev whatsoever Reuven and Shimon are also to each other also lovely. Loitzricha, we learn from this extra line that even if we say the Amri Kani Am Nas L'Haknes, like we learned on Tap and Amid, even when they give it to Shimon, Shimon plans a giving to Reuven, it still does not help. And since B'shas, when they gave it to Shimon, it wasn't a good bittel, therefore he can't give it over to Reuven and it won't be a good bittel. And that's the chiddush, the last line of this Brayis. Like, upon we have a like this, Rabbah and Abaya, if you have to be vatel l'chol echad v'echad.